Hi, this is Kerry. I'm going to state the obvious here. You will have stress in your life. You've already had stress in your life. It will continue, hopefully not where it causes anxiety, but you will always have stress in your life at some point, maybe even during every day, maybe every week, every month, somehow you will have it. How you deal with it is ultimately your choice. Sad to say, and I hate saying this, but many people deal with stress in negative ways. In fact, they do it in ways that can harm themselves and others both physically and mentally, and we know that. And I don't want to give you ideas, but overeating, smoking, drugs, alcohol, they're all some ways some people handle stress in a negative way. Maybe not stressful, some of them, it just happens, but a lot of it is handling stress. Yelling at others and physically abusing others, even the ones they love, are other ways people handle stress. It's no excuse to do it, but that's how they're doing it. In extreme cases, and I really hate to say this, but it happens, some people who can't handle stress commit suicide, or it happens through the uses of the other things that I talked about, drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be. Now, I don't want to talk about the negatives too much. It goes without saying, please avoid handling stress in the ways that I just described. Concentrate on the positive ways to handle stress, okay? Positive ways. So let's talk about some of these positive ways. And what I want to do is I want to give you 6 positive ways to handle stress. Some of you may do already, some of you don't do, some you might say they wouldn't help you at all. But listen up, you never know, get something from it. First one, and this is an interesting one, but it's proactively avoid stress. Recognize what stresses you out and be proactive about avoiding these situations. I know I do this. For example, I get stressed if I'm late for something. So I plan to arrive at least 10 minutes early for anything that's scheduled. Now, it may drive others crazy, but for me, it makes me feel free. It makes me feel relaxed. There's all sorts of things like that that you can do to proactively avoid stress. Think about the things that cause you stress and try to manage those effectively. Procrastination is another one, okay? It stresses me out to no end, but I still do it, but I found ways to combat that by saying, you know what, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to get this done. A second one to think about. Have confidence and understand that stress is temporary. Okay, think about your life. Realize whatever is stressing you out is going to go away at some point in the future. Usually in the near future. So you don't have to, and it's easier said than done, but think of something that was stressful in the past and how that issue doesn't exist anymore. It has, right? It's the way life is. This doesn't mean, by the way, that you blow things off. You handle whatever stressful situation is occurring, or remembering that it's ultimately going to be solved. The third one, eat well and sleep well. That means eat healthy and sleep enough. When I was in college, my friends used to say, I got the big three. Their definition of the big three was tired, hungry, and mad. I realized this would happen, and it was true, when I had only slept a few hours and had only eaten a bunch of junk food. Which meant during college, it happened a lot. Hopefully not too much because I still have those friends. But I would be stressed out and I would be mad. And thankfully, I learned this at a young age. So my family would not have to live through the big three. Though they may say they do, because I think I still get the little three now and then. A little bit tired, a little bit hungry, a little bit mad. I can't emphasize enough how eating well and sleeping enough is going to help you live a better and less stressful life. I really wish I could adhere to my own thoughts on this one because I don't eat well enough. I love junk food and I really don't sleep well, and I can see how it affects me. Eat well and sleep well. Fourth one, I've talked about probably a number of times in different episodes. Exercise, and I think I did one a few episodes ago, but you heard my thoughts about it. I won't go into detail. Physiologically, exercise helps handle stress. Exercise every day and you'll be able to handle stress in your life. A fifth one, hobbies. Anything that takes your mind off of things that stresses you out is going to help. Some people say that being a couch potato and watching television 2 hours a night is a waste of time. I say they're wrong. If that's your hobby and it relieves stress, then do it. I'm a little biased on this one because I find that to be a great stress reliever. As long as I'm not watching the news, though. And I think a lot of people could say that. I wouldn't watch the news if you're trying not to be stressed out. The last one is something that you don't really think about a lot, that I do, is conversation. Talk, not yell, to somebody about what is stressing you out, because that can happen a lot. You're stressed out and you yell. I do that. But talk. And this doesn't have to be a counselor or a psychologist or anything like that. It can be a friend, a relative, an acquaintance, or even a stranger. I used to go running at lunch when I was working. And one of the guys that I worked with, we would talk about all the things that I think bothered us as we ran. It was almost like self-help. It was awesome. It worked out great. Felt less stressed after that. Some of the best talks I've had that made me realize my stress points were caused by me, nobody else, were those where I talked to strangers on a bus or a plane ride or a friend, like I said, when I was running or doing something with them, going to lunch. Those are the six things that I can think of. You may have others, but find healthy ways to manage stress and you're going to find a much easier path in life, guaranteed. Guaranteed. This is Kerry Siegel asking you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.